Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm speaking to the novelist Stephen Harrigan. Steve Harrigan's new book is The Leopard is Loose. He tells it from the point of view of a five-year-old boy, Grady McLarty, who's lost his father in an accident after the Second War. His father was a fighter pilot. He has an older brother, Dan, his mother, Bethy. Bethy is looking to stabilize the family by remarrying, and she does. However, in the course of this, we come up against incidents that Grady observes, one at a diner, another that happens in the penultimate scene of the leopard, an accident of using weapons in a civilian area. What Grady's observing is what we know now to be open segregation in Oklahoma City. These are the years right before Brown v. Board of Education. And Oklahoma City was caught up in this debate about where people belong and what they can do. You observe it from Grady's point of view. Does he come to an observation that we can talk about today, or is it something he reflects on when he's thinking back in his 70s?
Well, I think both in a way. I mean, as you say, the story is told from his point of view as a 70-year-old man looking back upon his five-year-old self. And there are several incidents in the book where racial tension, to put it politely, occurs. And of course, Grady as a five-year-old is bewildered by this. He sees a little girl trying to order a sandwich at a lunch counter, which at that time you could do in Oklahoma City as long as you didn't sit down, and a black girl. And his older self understands what's happening. But as he relates the story about how his younger self felt, it's a sort of constant sense of bewilderment. Why are these people not being allowed to sit down? Why are these people not allowed to come into a museum or go to the zoo on the 6 days of the week they're forbidden from going there? And so it was a lens for me to write about this important shift in American history, of course, but it was also a way to kind of examine the way I felt or thought I felt during this time in the early 1950s, where I still remember, and I'm sure you do too, John, that seeing water fountains in department stores and drugstores that were reserved for white people and black people. And I remember seeing those water fountains and thinking, why? What's the difference? And it just never equated for me. And of course, now with the benefit of history and growing up, I understand much more. But I wanted to create that sense of confusion that a child, with which a child confronts the world in general, but particularly something that's completely not understandable or makes no sense.
Frank is the most compelling figure because he's unsolved. He swings between violence and confrontation and great pity, self-pity and pity for people around him. I especially was taken with Frank's telling Grady that he's always on the side of people who stand up for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's all over the map, I think, because he feels he's been through this horrific experience in the war. He feels both proud of that and victimized by it. And so he's whoever is being sort of beaten up, whether that person is white or black or Native American in one case, he's going to stand up for that person because I think he's one of those people who can't help but see himself as an underdog, as somebody who's unappreciated and left out in the cold.
Grady is rewarded with a full life. He's reflecting on it for the Oklahoma City Historical Society. I'm sure the Oklahoma City Historical Society would really like a Grady to tell stories, to tell oral history. The book is The Leopard is Loose. We're not giving away the ending. This is a novel. And Stephen Harrigan is the author. It's just published from Alfred Knopf. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.